بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا ايها الذين امنوا قوا انفسكم واهليكم نارا صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Respected brothers and those listening over the receivers, I want you to lend a very keen ear and understand the topic that is going to be discussed. So if our mind is wandering somewhere, or we are still busy over the receivers in the kitchen or something, just take out these few minutes to pay attention. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, it is his sunnah to advise the people around him as per the relevant information and guidelines that they need at that time. We are going to use an example to understand how what to do, how to do, how much to do, with who to do what. These directives and these understandings and knowledge only comes from our deen. If a person has to apply his own mind, then very often he's missing the target. So when there's a natural disaster, for example, rain is imminent, and you can see the storm clouds are forming, it's getting windy. From all sides there are leaves coming. The dust is lifting. And the weather bureau is saying this is not an ordinary storm. This is going to be a hurricane. The sea rescue people are saying this can be a tsunami. And we can see all around us those effects that come with an earthquake, that come with a tsunami, they all unfolding, and from all different sides, it happens to be a coastal town. So from different sides, the ocean is not behaving like normal. The normal weather pattern of the wave is going to and fro. They're not functioning like that anymore. The waters are getting choppy. What do I do? At that time, it's very important to use what Allah Ta'ala gave us, and that is our intellect, which must be guided according to the deen. Should I just brave the tsunami and say, let the weather happen? How should I go about it? Because when the tsunami comes, when a hurricane comes, when a cyclone strikes, it doesn't just strike in one particular place. It flattens everything. So as a person of intelligence, wherever there are natural disasters, from a very young age, those parents who have seen in their childhood, for example in Japan, earthquakes are quite common. So they talk to their children, when an earthquake will strike, or in a place where there's a volcanic eruption, when an eruption will take place. Oh my little child, oh my beloved one, oh my family, this is how you must behave at this time. The famous story of the dikes of Holland, that child that placed that finger to stop the water that was coming out of the dike. You think he just did that like that? There had to be some knowledge that was given to him at a young age. And he saved the whole town. So one important aspect is that I have to do some preparation for this time that is coming, this tsunami that is unfolding. I won't be able to probably be in my own locality for that time, because when a tsunami comes, it flattens everything. So whilst I'm not in my own place, whilst I am displaced, because probably there's an impending tsunami, so when I'm going to another place, what must I do there? What is the impact of a tsunami? That I should also know. The steps and measures to survive this impact, that also I should know. If I am a sitting duck and I let a tsunami just come and go by, I will be counted, but I'll be counted among those that have suffered the tragedy, loss of life, loss of property. So for a while, I'll have to reroute. I'll have to go to higher ground. I cannot stay where I am. I need to move out. Because where I am now, a tsunami is coming in front of me. I need to go to higher ground. That means my level of thinking has to become higher. In our Durban terms, I need to up my game. So that when the tsunami comes, I have now prepared sufficiently. So, a person will be going away from the tsunami. He still has to survive. So the primary thing, in any condition, the first thing must be that how, in the face of this natural disaster, my iman must be saved. Listen carefully. That is why I normally don't start my talk and ask people to put things down and listen. Because we consider it just a talk and we are unimportant. But the subject matter here is something of great relevance and importance. So the primary thing in every aspect, I have to save my iman. If I do not worry about my iman, then I might escape a tsunami, but the tsunami of the akhirat and the tsunami of the qabr and the time of death is much more worse. So at all cost, the survival tool, the survival mechanism, the go-to thing, my respected brothers, respected listeners, beloved ones, protect your iman. Protect your structure of Islam. Because this is your connection to your Rabb. If this connection is broken, then like we use the example of a cell phone, can have the best phone, can have the best tower, but there's no battery life, you can't make any connection, it's all dead. Then, you and I, most of the people that I'm seeing in front of me in the front row here, from this side to that side, are all past the 50 mark. You had your innings, my brothers, including myself. We passed the 50 mark. So alhamdulillah. But there's a bigger population of people called our children. In the face of this natural disaster, I have to give my children the tools to continue in life. Unfortunately, the tools of survival for our children are not being shared. Wisdom is kept in the head and the heart and the mind and buried with the encyclopedias. Whereas every parent that is listening here, mother and father alike, grandparents, you are mini encyclopedias. You should be the AI for your child and brief them on the impending tsunami. Oh my child, when the tsunami comes, I am educating you that all conditions come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away at any time. Your muamala, your dealing is with one Rabb, is not with gods and goddesses and minor godlings that you have to go and beg 360 idols to sort out your problem. This imani pumping to our children to tell them who to source, how much to source, what to do at this time. Every parent in the face of this natural disaster should be taking out time to educate his child. This is not me speaking. Allah echoes unequivocally in the Quran, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. Save them from destruction. So these children have to be told that, oh my beloved child, oh my beloved son and daughter, your solution lies with Allah Ta'ala and following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For that is a most powerful tool, and you should not connect with Allah Ta'ala just to remove an impending tsunami. No, that is now you want something out of the equation. Do it because it's a right of Allah. Connect with Nabi alayhi salam because it is a right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If after that the tsunami comes, doesn't come, happen, doesn't happen, you still pass the test because you did your connection solely out of the love of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the downloading that is needed when a disaster is unfolding and a person has to be aware. Another very important aspect is that we cannot just live as an individual in a tsunami. If I do not tell other people who are driving on the same road that, you know what, down the highway already the tsunami has flattened so many homes, so I'm taking this off ramp to go to higher ground that's way above sea level, and all my friends and relatives and fellow members of my community, I don't advise them, I don't educate them. How sad that is. So there's an urgent need that to get our people to understand that conditions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't come according to individuals' actions, but it comes according to the collective posting that is going up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, whether we're going to do it one-on-one to make people alert, to waken the spirits up to connect to Allah Ta'ala, or whether I'm going to do it on a ijtimai level, like the dawat and tabligh, or whether I'm going to do it in a family level, I'm not here to tell you how to do it. The easiest way is the work of dawat and tabligh. It's a tried and tested method. But not everybody has the strength to do everything. But my respected friends, don't ignore this fact of warning people of impending tsunamis. Don't leave people just to brave the weather. You can't handle a tsunami. You need Allah Ta'ala's help so that the weather patterns, in Australia they call it the woolly willies, you know. They speak very, you know, flowery language there. The cyclone that is coming, you can't talk to a cyclone. A cyclone doesn't have a language. Oh cyclone, go back. Leave me alone. It doesn't understand this. It's a force that does not have a language of understanding. It's like a baby that's throwing a tantrum. It doesn't want food, it doesn't want to stay hungry, it doesn't want to be carried, it doesn't want to be left down. It doesn't know what it wants. So, when you can't talk to the force, you need to talk to the superior force. This is what we need to take home today. Please take this thing serious. It's not a matter of just me passing this 25 minutes that has been given to me by Hazrat Maulana Damat Barakatum. But I'm saying something that is important. Warn the people. If this bayan reaches Cape Town, warn the people of Cape Town. If it reaches Johannesburg, warn the people of Johannesburg. And whether it reaches the corner of some Tukom's wrist or something, then warn the people over there also. That you are living in the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a certain code of ethics that Allah wants for that land to function right. Just like oil and water in a vehicle. The vehicle got certain code of ethics that it wants so that it can service you properly. زهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. When the things start going topsy-turvy on the face of this earth, بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Here the term kasaba is earning, but it actually means that what we have done, so shall we reap. There's an urgent need to take our wives. And there's an urgent need, oh respected, honored sisters that are listening to this, to sit down our men. There's an urgent need, oh parents, to sit your children down. And there's an urgent need, oh children, who've got parents that don't understand, to sit them down and make mannat samajat. Mannat samajat is no more where a person is instructing but to begging. That we have boarded a ship. Sayyidina Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. Authentic. There are people on a ship, upper deck and lower deck. Upper deck people got the water. The lower deck people are taking water from the upper deck. One person that is smart, so to say, is thinking out of the box. That why must we trouble the people on the upper deck to ask them for water? Let's drill a hole in our hull so we can get water. What a brilliant idea, isn't it? Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was a man whose speech was qalla wa dalla, concise and precise. If the people of the upper deck, if the people of understanding don't reprimand, don't guide, don't advise, don't stop, don't embrace them, and let the people of the lower deck follow the brilliantine idea to drill a hole in the wooden ship there. For a while they will get water, but after that, the people in the lower deck will sink first, only to follow the people of the upper deck, and the entire vessel will be destroyed. What an example. Ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you left us with something to think about. So it's a very important factor to warn the people, to tell them, whether you're going to do it over some kind of meal so that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, or whether you're going to do it on a serious note and gather the family, but this weekend should be spent in making people understand that there's a tsunami, and the tsunami is a natural disaster, and this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order for this thing to be averted, diverted, and move away, you can't do anything about it but that we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So coming back to where I was, we spoke about saving the iman, we spoke about our children. Then comes when we have left our area and have gone for sakawa, we've gone to take shade away from the problem, because now all forms of survival has been destroyed by the tsunami. It's like a constriction and a restriction that has come about due to this natural disaster. So the businesses that were running, they got hit down by the tsunami. The tsunami washed it down. It's like, it's non-existent, because people have died. Those that were buying from the stores, even if the store is safe, the tsunami took them away. And if you want to rebuild that thing, the workforce that can rebuild also has been washed away by the tsunami. And those that are around Whether they're ready to come to the party, Allah Ta'ala knows best. So it's an ajeeb situation. It's something to think about and worry about. That what is the future of the sustenance of a person after a natural disaster comes about in whatever way. Something to think about. If we don't think about it, and we don't have our ducks in a row, then this is another khatra and another danger to our iman. Because after Banda Aceh, you remember this place called Banda Aceh, the tsunami took place there. Sri Lanka, all that area there, Phuket, all that, a few years ago. Why did our brothers rush for humanitarian aid to that place? One is it's the right of the people. But after a tsunami comes, people become vulnerable. People become gullible. People don't know where to turn. So now, whichever side the carrot is dangled from, that is out of hunger now. Jiske khana khaye, iska geet gaye. Whose song you will sing, that's the one. You know, whose food you'll eat, you'll sing a song. So our survival as Muslims, the rosy, the very rosy, I'm talking about our bread and butter now, is something that needs some understanding also. For this, understand that only Allah Ta'ala can provide. And no matter what happens, the sky can turn into lead, and the earth can turn into copper. Allah Ta'ala will feed us through tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not bound to anything to feed. So first of all, with regard to our risk, our connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now, practically speaking, what to do? Advise our children, advise our wives, that, oh my beloved ones, don't chase quantity, chase quality. Chase barakat. Chase barakat, chase blessings. Because barakat, the example, simple example, I got 1,000 down lighters, but they're not connected to any electrical connection. And I got one old simple 60 watt globe, 40 watt globe, Osram or whatever it is, and is connected to electricity. That one will still function. Chase quality. Chase what's supposed to give you something. Don't just chase that I must have money and it will sort out my problem. Wallahi al-Azim, somebody seated here is saying, Maulana, if I only had 10,000, I'll be set. Another person who got 10,000, he's saying, if only I had 100,000, I'll be set. And the person who got 100,000 is saying, if I can have 1,000,000, I'll be sorted out. And many people have got 1,000,000. They're saying, if I got 10 million, I'll be sorted out. How can money sort out our problems, brothers? Because just now that 10,000 fellow, he's saying, if I had 10,000, it will sort it out. Then why that 100,000 man is not happy? Because he got 10 times more than 10,000. Money doesn't bring happiness. Listen, money can't bring happiness. Barakat brings happiness. You can have little money, but barakat and blessing, you've got a lot of money. But you can have a lot of money, but no blessing. Then that person, indirectly, he is suffering a life of a pauper. Let me explain. Don't be deceived by fancy cars. Don't be deceived by fancy address. And don't be deceived by wonderful holidays. That a person has put a structure of happiness in front of him. But go to Sparksport Pharmacy and ask them how much sleeping tablets that person who's living that life, who haven't got barakat, what he needs to sleep. Part of risk is not only money. It is peace of mind. Remember, I can own the best property in Durban or overseas. That is a piece of land, but it will never lend you peace. Must I repeat that? Can own a piece of land. Say, I got a prime property, man. Finally, they opened up the sales. Now we can buy. So you got a piece of land, but it will never lend us peace. Because that is not the way to get peace. I'm not saying don't have money. I'm not saying have money. I'm saying work for barakah. So how do I get this barakah? What? Because now the tsunami came. Situations have unfolded. Things have become tight. We're sitting with our children. We need things to move. People still need to eat. People still need to wear. So first thing, tell them, this is in no particular order. As it came to my mind, looking Quran, Hadith, advices, I put it down. Maulana Yunus Patel would say, sometimes I give bayan with disjointed facts, but it's a fact. So number one, don't waste. Teach our children the quality of saving and not wasting. Then teach them, don't be extravagant. Don't become a person that works only for the greeds. Rather, you concentrate on your needs. I was thinking what example to quote here. So I thought of this, one of the garages in Durban, right? Shell garage or something. Imagine a person got 200 rand, and that Shell garage got a car wash also. The car wash, Maguire's wax and all, you know, the trills and trimmings, everything nice. So he paid the 200 rand, and they make the thing like showroom condition. But just then, when he started the car, he saw yellow light, no petrol. Now he got a smart car, is looking like one of his kind, but they haven't got a drop of petrol or diesel in his tank. This is a what you call not understanding needs and greeds. The intelligent man would have bought a 20 rand soap, small bucket, washed his car at home, he would have 180 rand, put 100 rand petrol, 80 rand, he still could have bought something and continued with the day. So this idea of budgeting has come out of the modern society. I'm telling you straight. Children don't know how to budget. And explain to them, if you got 5 rand in your pocket, don't live a life of 6 rand. Live a life of 2 rand 50. Must I repeat that? If you live a life of 6 rand and you're earning 5 rand, forever the hand is going to be like this. Please help me out. Please help me. It become a case in society. But if you're living a life of 2 rand 50, wouldn't that 5 rand, if something happens, it will go to 3 rand. If something happens, it goes to 3.50. If something really happens, it will go to 4 rand. Last point, it will be 5 rand. You'll never be a beggar after that. This knowledge, what our grandparents and ustads, and how we were advised by the deen, has lost in the ummah. People don't understand anymore. Our children should be advised. Deal with honesty. See, this dishonest dealings is not a Muslim thing, brothers. A Muslim, Indonesia accepted Islam due to honest dealings. Advise our children. Advise them. Sit them down. Buy what you have told is what you must do. And if you didn't do what you said you do, keep your zuban and tell the person, this is not what I did. Whether you're doing a service business, whether you're doing a mechanic business, whether I'm doing export, import, whether I'm running a shop, or whether I'm working, whether I'm employing, I'm an employee, whatever equation, tell the person, man ghashana falaysa minna, who deceives the people, they're not from us. This is the problem. This is the underlying issue. What takes away barakah from people's risk? Time is against me. Dear friends, sometime when we speak, you say it is far-fetched, but don't take my advice as far-fetched. Listen carefully. Tell the children once again, connect with Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats of the water and the land. Learn and understand what is it to put a seed in the ground and read Bismillah and watch that thing grow. Learn once again what is it to cast a hook with bait to pull out fish from the ocean. Many of you are looking at me. What is Maulana talking about? I know what I'm talking about.
Teach them once again how to mold sand and mix it with grass so that you can make a wall. Once again, show them what is it to pull clothes for a couple of days where you can't wash it. Show them what is it to take out water from a river and how to boil it. Explain to them how to cut a chicken.
All people looking shocked. Maulana, kya baat karta hai? Where are you going with this? Allah, don't let the day come like that. But we got a generation that only knows tick, 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 and talk, 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 talk. And they think Uber Eats going to bring the food.
Remember what I'm saying. What's the date today? 3rd of July, 2026.
Allah, don't let it happen. But a nation that doesn't know how to take out honey from the hive is going to get stung.
Our connection with the earth has gone.
Whereas Nabi alayhi salam and the Sahaba, they were connected with the earth. If you put them in the mountains, they could survive. If you put them in the jungles, they could survive.
And if you took them to the bustling streets of Arabia, they could also survive.
So this tsunami, my dear brothers, it can just be
diverted, which we all want. Allah Ta'ala accept it like that.
But if the tides turn, after all, tsunami is to do with tides, isn't it? If the tides turn, then what are you going to do?
Sit these children down.
Explain to them how to germinate a seed. Take it out. Let it dry. Do like this. Beans, put it under this cotton wool. Let it come like that. You put it in the ground.
Bhaji is the fastest growing thing.
You can eat something. While you're waiting for that, Allah made natural bhaji in Durban. Take the mulberry leaves. Eat. This is a tea for you. Take this fruit. Alhamdulillah. You don't have to go to some place where they're turning to some other spirit and you're frightened like a ghost to take hampers after that.
Learn, my dear brothers, learn what Islam left us with.
We got knowledge. We got understanding. Teach them how to stitch the clothes once again. Time is not is against me. My dear brothers, teach our children once again the proper namaz and teach them dua.
وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا.
Command your family. Command your family. Make salah. And you also be firm on that. And teach them that salah and risk is linked up. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْكَ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. Stay on taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for you. Teach them the power of dua. Dua, move the rock. Dua, move the rock. Dua, move the rock. And the people came out from that cave that they were restricted in.
Teach our children the power of dua.
My dear friends, there's much more on this bayan that requires another occasion to explain the end of the tsunami. Dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the balance of our life. Use it wisely. Concentrate on your children. Concentrate on the children by giving them the tools to survive, to go on.
كُلُّكُمْ رَعِينَ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ.
Every one of you is a shepherd and you'll be questioned about your flock. This flock of ours, they are masoom. They are our daughters, they are our sons. They are our daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws. They are our grandchildren. You and I who are namazis, you and I who have got connection with the masjid or people of Durban or wherever the sentiments of this talk will reach, I urge you, I plead with you, I beg you, concentrate on your families in the way that has been explained here. Do ta'lim with them. Connect them to Allah. Connect them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Show them the survival skills of life and ask them to make dua. You never know which person seated here, which child's ameen, which woman's ameen, which old person's ameen, which alim's ameen, which haji's ameen, which pauper's ameen. He'll say something and Allah ta'ala can make our conditions muafiq and can make it easy for us once again. Concluding remarks. If whatever I've told you and if it benefited you, Tawfiq e Ilahi Murshid e Paak ki barkat se. And if I said something that's beyond the situation, then I ask you for forgiveness, but make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us all success, dunya, qabr, and akhirat.